I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later in the program, we're going to bring you an update on conditions in Peru after last week's earthquake and news from West Africa. It's our weekly dispatches segment. But first, some are calling her the Rosa Parks of the immigrants' rights movement. Others, a risk-taking attention seeker. Alvira Arellano spent a year in a Chicago church seeking sanctuary from a deportation order and became active in the movement to reform immigration law. At some point, she decided to go to Los Angeles to participate in an immigration rally. Last Sunday, she was arrested and promptly deported to Tijuana. Here to talk about Alvira Arellano and the impact her case could have on the immigration debate, we have two guests. Joshua Hoyt is the executive director of the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. His organization worked with Arellano to fight her deportation order. He joins us from his home in Chicago. And Javier Salas is a Spanish language news and talk radio host in Chicago. He joins us from NPR Chicago Bureau. Welcome to you both.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Thank you. Gracias.
And Joshua, can you tell us why Alvira left Chicago for Los Angeles in the first place? Was she trying to get arrested?
Well, she certainly knew that that was possible or probable. She did it because Congress has failed to act. Congress showed a remarkable lack of courage this past spring and summer. And politicians are running away from the immigration issue as fast as they can on both the Republican and the Democratic side. And what she wanted to do was to draw attention to the fact that there are 12 million workers and their children out there depending on Congress to show a little bit of courage. And she knew what the consequences were when she announced that she was going to come out of the church.
Javier, what do you make of Elvira's decision?
It comes as a surprise to a lot of the community, a lot of the media, Latino media in English media. And it was kind of frustrating for a lot of the community because we heard that she planned to go to Washington first, which many people in my radio show thought, and particularly as an immigrant, as a Mexican, as a person that has been following this, considered a very risky decision. And the fact that she went to California, it was even bigger the risk.
And I should have mentioned that you have a call-in mm-hmm. news and talk show. So is that the view of most of the callers, that she was being deliberately provocative in a way that wasn't particularly helpful?
The vast majority of my listeners are between 35 and 55 years old. I will say that the community's experience is people, very mature opinions we receive on the show. And a vast majority have documents. I would say 15-50 probably they have undocumented listeners and documented listeners. They disagree in the tactic and the strategy that she started a year ago.
They disagree?
Pretty much.
Because?
As an immigrant myself, as a Mexican, I'm totally, my heart goes with her wherever she is in Mexico and also with her sound. I really, this is not about bashing her. She's just a very, very small part of the whole big picture. It was a failure from the Congress that they didn't pass comprehensive immigration reform, which is the bottom line. That's the problem. Not, let's stop focusing on just one individual. There is 12 million immigrants who need to fix their situation in this country.
But Javier, isn't that the way people tend to think about issues, is by focusing on an individual? I mean, like the Rosa Parks analogy, which I know some people agree with and some people don't. But isn't that the way you humanize an issue, is by focusing on an individual?
I don't really know, but what I can tell you, Michelle, is that media hasn't been very helpful in this issue. And the media has, in my opinion, has been granting to Elvira the fact that she represents the community because she proclaimed herself that she did it. But TV newspapers and radio stations, they never bother and do focus groups and says, did she really represent you guys? Mm-hmm. Nobody did that. The media sells newspapers, the media sells radio shows, the media sells TV shows. It's very easy to fall in love with this case.
Joshua, what do you make of that? This was part of a media strategy, wasn't it? I mean, it was, right?
You know, what happens is that sometime when Javier and I are 70, we'll look back and we'll say, well, that was a mistake or that made sense. But, you know, history is made by the people that show up to make it. Lots of times history is made by imperfect people or flawed spokespeople. And often the tactics at the time seem like, oh, this is way too provocative. This is way too defiant. This is way too polarizing. And what it does is it puts a human face. It creates a story around something which 12 million is too big to understand. I know the woman. I met her when she was a cleaning lady at O'Hare Airport, working nights for $6.50 an hour, trying to support her son. And she didn't ask to be a symbol. She didn't ask to be a hero. She got picked up in an anti-terrorism raid because she didn't have a Social Security number working at an airport.
Part of her story is that she has an 8-year-old son who is an American citizen. Part of the reason she sought sanctuary was so that she could remain in this country with her son. Do you think that that fact that she's now chosen to be separated from him has undermined her story?
First of all, it's not clear what they're going to do. She's also looking for a school for him in her native state of Michoacan. Elvira Arellano is a person who is not just working for herself and her own family. She is also the leader of a group of Mexican families where one member or the other of the family is in deportation. And she felt like there was a need to call the question, to challenge the cowardice of politicians that are going to let a problem fester for the next 2, 3, maybe 5, 6 years.
Javier, did you want to speak on that?
In my show, let me share you these opinions. I really don't like the people who are mixing the kid and saying, how come she was separated from the kid? Oh, absolutely, she's irresponsible and she is, what kind of mother is she? You know what, Michelle, there is thousands of fathers and mothers who live in Mexico and they stop seeing their kids for 5, 10, 15 years. They leave them as babies and they go out when they're like teenagers. They're not able to go back to Mexico. Those are the tragic cases and that is happening always. This thing about the issue with her and the kid is not an issue for me. I don't really care because that happens every day, every time.
And part of the reason that this issue is provocative, I think, for some people is that Elvira was using a false or someone else's Social Security number in order to work.
Yeah, right? Of course. She was using somebody else's Social Security number. I mean, if your listeners don't understand that we live in a gigantic swamp of identity theft and human trafficking because of our broken immigration laws, then they're fools. That's the way that Mexicans have come here for many, many years, and everybody nodded and everybody winked and everybody took advantage of the cheap lettuce and the hard work they were willing to do. It doesn't work anymore for national security reasons, and so now we've got to have the courage to say, let's create a system that works and that is humane and that recognizes that someone like Elvira, who was cleaning in an airport, is not a terrorist and should not be separated from her child. She was contributing with her hard work.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Joshua Hoyt, Executive Director of the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights, and Javier Salas, Spanish language news and talk show host in Chicago. I think Javier's point, and not to speak for him because he's certainly capable of speaking for himself and very well, what I think his point was that it seems to have created a backlash and that perhaps her story, for whatever it is, and Javier, I would like to hear more from you about what it is about her story that you think pushes people's buttons in a negative way. But as I understand it, there's a sense that, at least among some of the people who are calling into Javier's show, is there's a feeling that she's maybe done the movement more harm than good. Is that about right, Javier?
Well, she's not the best example or the best face for the immigrant movement. Once again, I would like to focus on the whole 12 million people. I know that she's very popular, and I know that the media make her popular. But
wait a minute, could you just clarify, why is it that you think she's not necessarily the best face?
Let me finish this point, because we have several different faces that the media don't care for it. We have the undocumented college students who came here like as babies, and nobody cares for them, even though they are excelling in their high school, and they have to go to factories to clean bathrooms. We have the soldiers in Iraq fighting for this wonderful country who has no documents, who wants to fix their papers for their parents and grandparents in this country, and nobody cares for them. Those are the faces that I would like to see in the newspaper's coverage.
But she chose
news.
To be
That's
a media
what we
figure.
Want, and the media
Did she not?
Select her
no,
for
wait, wait, wait. She,
some special
she
reasons.
She put herself in this position. Is that not correct? I mean, with the help of people like Joshua and other people who are supporting her. Isn't that correct? So, I mean, you're acting as if she was, like, drafted. I don't think I understand your point.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that, once again, this is not about her. This is about 12 million people who need comprehensive immigration reform, and the media needs to put more attention in those and another examples, more tragic examples, like the Mexican who was shot 4 times on the border last week, and it wasn't in any news at all. And that's what the problems that we need to fix. That's what the problems that we need to talk about it. This is, once again, a very, very small sample of 12 million immigrants who needs help.
And Joshua, what do you say to that?
Elvira is the person that stepped forward. When I met her, she was scared. She was hurt that she would be called a terrorist. She said, I'm a worker. And she's tremendously brave and tremendously stubborn and tremendously defiant person. And so she continued to speak out and to organize and to take risks in ways that other people wouldn't. I don't get to, and the media doesn't get to, pick the people that are willing to step forward. Yesterday, a wonderful woman that I work with, a grandmother, a worker, someone that has a pardon from our governor and the support of the cardinal, active in the marriage movement in the Catholic Church, she got a 3-month stay on her deportation. She's not in the news, okay? She didn't step forward. She's not the person that chose to make the kind of stand that Elvira Arellano chose to make.
Do you think in the end, and I understand I'm asking you to speculate, do you think in the end that Elvira Arellano's story will have an impact on the debate? Is it having an impact on the debate?
What she did was she put a human face on the fact that there are millions of people out there who need, desperately need, and want legalization so that they can come out of the shadows. So workers are not treated like criminals. So yes, she's having an impact on the debate. Maybe she's polarizing it in the wrong way at this point, or maybe what she's doing is she's saying that politicians need to have the same kind of courage that I have. Stop running for cover from the bigots and try and do something real, like fix a problem.
Have you?
I will say that we need to stop being distracted by this very little example of the big problem that this country has. We need comprehensive immigration reform. How about that?
Javier Salas is the host of the Spanish language news and talk show La Tremenda in Chicago. He joined us from NPR Chicago Bureau. Joshua Hoyt is the executive director of the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. He joined us from his home in Chicago. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Well, and your listeners should know that we're friends and we
Absolutely.
Agree at 99% of the time.
Absolutely. He's my very good friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We've just been talking about Elvira Arellano, the woman who sought sanctuary in a Chicago church to avoid deportation. She's now been deported. Now we want to hear from you. Tell us what you think of her situation. Is she a symbol of a broken system? Did her decision affect your thinking about the immigration debate in any way? And if so, how? To express your views about this or any other of our programs, please visit our blog at npr.org/tellmemore. You can also call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Again, that's 202-842-3522.